Welcome to Black Hollywood Lies Reality Check. We are talking Kylie Jenner's deal with Puma and Star Jones' new reality show on VH1. Make sure that you stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Lies Reality Check.
What's up? What's up, everyone? I am your host, Ashley Gray, and joined with me, check it out, DJ Jesse Janity and Corinne Williams. So good. Work it out.
Hey,
while
how
I
you
sit.
Doing? Yeah, I'm doing mighty fine. Last time I think it's been a long time. Stop smiling at me, get that look off your face. Please don't even cross, stop being so fake. I know you do not like me, yeah, you met it.
Are we done?
Always talking about what I hate.
Let's talk about Kylie Jenner's deal with Pumbaa. But first, let's talk about how Kanye was so against it. I think this is a major move on Kylie's part. And but before we found out that she actually did sign with Pumbaa, Kanye sent out some tweets pretty much at Pumbaa saying,
God damn with these tweets.
Exactly. He was like, stop trying to break up the family. And he would, Kylie would never, ever sign a deal with Pumbaa. Of course, he's with Adidas. But actually, she did.
With her blood. She
Kanye needs
like,
to stop
ding,
a blog site.
She does. Do you think that it was really Kylie who wanted to do it, or was this Chris like, no, we're going to do it regardless?
I think it was all of the above.
Yeah, I think Kylie, Puma went to Kylie and was like, hey, you want to rock our shit? She's like, oh shit, Rihanna's rocking that.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Kylie, fuck yeah. Chris was like, fuck yeah. I'm getting booed at the fucking award shows and shit. Fuck yeah. So yeah, you know
and
what?
And Kanye's not even a part of the family anyway. Like, right. Let's just be
he
honest.
He was married in.
I mean, he is a part of the family. Come
really?
On, you can't take that from him. I'm not going to take that from him. Yeah, Lee's married into the Kardashians. You know what I mean? I'll take
but
a lot of things away from
him. But does that make
him
a part of the family?
Yeah.
You know
enough to make a statement
years.
Like that, like
yeah.
You are not going to do this. Like who, Kanye?
No.
Who are
well,
you
look,
for you to even tweet that out? Saying
you know what?
That
hold
she
up, my aunt can tell me if I don't want to paint my if I shouldn't paint my house blue, but bitch, I'm still gonna paint it. You know what I mean? Like everyone is entitled to their opinion in the family, and I appreciate opinions because maybe he was worried about Puma. You know what I mean? Maybe he said that. What,
this
my
was an
situation
ego trip
with
Kanye. Kanye was not worried about no Puma. It was an ego thing. Kanye well, was like, no, you're not gonna
how
do
much
this
is
because
he charging
we already
for them? How much is he charging paying Kylie to
well
do
I heard
his,
she
like,
I don't know
somebody need to charge somebody something because Kanye is brazoke oop. According to him oop. Is he he's on the freaking tweeting to Mark Zuckerberg can I get some coins now I totally do get it it's business one-on-one you don't invest your own money into yourself you actually do you know and get someone else to pay for your creativity or whatever I get that
where do you hear
but,
that
I don't
that's,
know that
have you
I
ever watched Shark
if you have
Tank?
The money then you invest in yourself and you do exactly what you want to do because it's your vision on your coins
and that was the point you didn't want he didn't Nike didn't want to work with him he didn't want to work with Nike so he decided I'm going to take my money so now
exactly.
You're taking the money of the people who already purchased your over expensive shirts and they're going to now give you more money on top of that I'm lost
I think you get an investor I get
yeah,
that
but Kanye
the way
went,
that he's going about girl. This is real muddy it's not business like
look if
so
he
I
went,
agree
if he went to Shark Tank Lori would have been like look
but what is yeah.
My thing is like I think the colors are beautiful. I think what you're doing for the world is amazing. However, I'm out. And
exactly.
Then the other bitches
but
would look at him and be like,
I
look,
mean.
I'll invest in your Yeezys, but I will not invest in anything else. The other shit is fucking homeless people clothing. Like
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I feel like he went about it the wrong way. Like, you can't be tweeting out to people asking for money. Like, where is the business deal? Where is your proposal? You have to take it to them in a very business-oriented way, which I don't think that he's doing, which is he's losing credibility right now. Like, who would really want to work with him and take him seriously?
Well, the game said that he would give him 10 G's if he were to fly to Abu Dhabi and fly out of a airplane. Yes, he didn't want the game's money. What about black dollars?
I mean, I don't know. You know, he's not as influential. I mean, if you've been paying attention, like Kim Kardashian, she has started the box braid.
Oh, you saw that? You said, oh, honey. Okay. So what Jesse is talking about is what I wanted to bring up, and I'm so glad that you transitioned into this. So, MTV UK is tweeting out that the A-list are loving box braids right now. So here's an easy way to do them yourself. And they have a picture of Kim K, basically saying that she is a trendsetter for what black women know as cornrows.
I can't.
It's like beating a dead horse.
Girl.
We done been there, done that. Black women have been saying this for the longest. I just don't really understand how this has become an epidemic.
Well, the thing is, like we all know, and we've said in previous, you know, when black folks do it, it's just not so cool. But when somebody not black does it, i.e. J-Lo with a big booty, we were born with big backsides.
Linda, listen, did you see the Mac, the girl
did
on
I?
Mac?
Did I? Come on, say.
And she had some beautiful, full original, authentic lips. She was born with.
Catch it.
And so many of the, listen to this, because so many of them people. They came at her with so much disrespect, calling it fish lips and just like Jay-Z lips and bamboo lips and all this other stuff. And I'm like, that is so crazy. That would have been Kylie Jenner, do you think that people would have came for her like that?
Well, nobody did. And we see those soup coolers that she bought.
I'm wiped out. Jacket wrapped around her face.
It's like inflate. They're like, don't even feel like authentic. They're like air mattresses that you inflate.
Girl, her lips look like a pink sock. You know what that is? Google it.
Do I want
It's when a guy fucks a girl in the ass and then when he pulls it out too quickly and her asshole comes out like that.
Is that what truffle butter is about?
No, that's the liquid that comes out. Yeah. Anyways, so Star Jones was on The View this week.
Was she?
Did you see it? Because I know you'd be watching.
Honey, I'm still trying to gather my bearings after that last comment, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Okay. Yes, I did.
You did. Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about the mood at the table with her? Between her and Joy.
Oh, it was really thick.
I couldn't decide if they liked each other.
They don't.
They don't?
No.
I think they're frenemies.
But I know they don't like each other.
I think they're frenemies at best.
Yeah.
But in the entertainment world, that means I don't like you. Because I can tolerate you and we can be frenemies, but I don't like you.
Like almost, oh, of course, bitch, you're still at the table.
Yeah.
Like that kind of, that's what I was
It's like I'm not going to invite you anywhere, but I got to work with you.
Well, honey, she ain't working with her because she busy writing books. She wrote this book called Satan's Sister.
Yep.
And have you read it?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
What's it about?
I can't wait. Basically, everything that happened at The View.
So, yeah, she like wrote this
in my opinion.
But, yeah, no, but that's really what it is.
Yeah,
Joy's like, what's my character like?
Yeah.
And she gives some PR bullshit answer like, well, if I was to pick somebody who would play Joy, it would be someone who was loving and kind. Girl,
really?
Bitch, come on. You called it Satan's Sisters, bitch. So, anyways, VH1 took it. They're going to adapt it to a TV show.
Can't
it's going
to
air. I'm excited for it. It's slated for 2017.
And I'll be there.
And, I mean, you know what? Because I don't know what the fuck Star Jones been up to, so get your coin, girl.
Mm. Coinage.
So am I the only one who's going to be watching this?
Oh, no. I'm going to watch it. I want to know what the fucking book's about.
Well, it's loosely...
What happens in it?
This series is loosely
like, what's some tea?
About...
Like, she talked about Joy sucking someone's dick or something.
No,
like.
It's not that graphic.
I mean, obviously
Jeez Louise.
Like, who's the
but it's loosely going to be
thinks,
about...
Who do you think she think is
her
the biggest
Her time
bitch?
On The View. I mean, Crane, you know...
She trying to sound like she a journalist. I read the book. I've seen the documentary as well.
But it is. Because remember, she wrote it like a year after
she was X'd out
of The View. And then it was like all this buzz about, oh, it was a diss against Barbara Walters and then the rest of the cast and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I read it. Thank you very much. So, basically, that's what it's going to be all about. So, I'm excited. Who's going to play Barbara?
Oprah.
Excuse me. In other news, team. Excuse me. So Amber Rose, y'all, she is talking, and I'm just kind of over her talking, actually. She did a stint, or, you know, she had an interview on Tyrese and Rev Run show that airs on OWN.
How did you feel like about Rev Run?
I love
what
him.
What he said.
I'm like, yes.
I didn't hear the conversation. So what was the conversation?
You disagree?
I mean, I don't wholeheartedly disagree, but...
Jesse's turn. So basically,
what was the conversation about?
So she went on the show, and Tyrese was just basically trying to clear up this whole situation. What, Ashley?
No, you know what? I was just thinking about Tyrese on the Grammys. Like, what was he doing there? I'm so sorry, Tyrese, but go ahead.
No, do tell. What was your thoughts on
the
that?
Lion, what's his name? Lionel Richie. Wait, that's Lionel. That's from Good Time. No,
Lionel.
Lionel Richie. They did a tribute to him, and so Demi Lovato, and then some other people. But then all of a sudden, here comes Tyrese, and I'm like, what? First of all, the Grammys was whack anyway, so.
It was like
except for Kendrick Lamar was the bomb.
I heard Demi did really good too. Sorry.
Moving on.
I just heard that.
Kendrick Lamar. Anyways, so basically, she's on the show. Tyrese, they're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. He's talking about, like, consenting and, you know, your sexuality. Yeah. When women are dressed provocatively.
He feels what?
Honey. So basically, he's saying when women are dressed provocatively, you know, back to this, honey.
This is why Tyrese don't have a Grammy. What he saying?
I thought Shame was a beautiful album, Tyrese.
No, I love his album, but then he gonna say something crazy about consent.
I'm not even gonna go and quote this whole thing.
Y'all damn hanging the chocolate in front of me, and I just want to hear.
Okay, give us the beat.
So, Tyrese goes in, and he's basically saying, when women are dressed a certain way, you are invoking certain type of attention. And he's quoted as saying, the comfortability that some people find and wanting to touch or grope you, it's an energy that is being sent out there that creates the type of response that you are getting, negatively or not negatively. And then Amber Rose, of course, she does not agree with that, and she is not taking that sitting down in her stilettos. And she says, if I'm laying down with a man butt naked and his condom is on, and I say, you know what? No. I don't want to do this. I changed my mind. That means no. It doesn't matter how far I take it or what I have on. When I say no, it means no. End quote.
I mean, she's right.
I think she's right.
She's absolutely right. And then here comes Reverend Run.
Oh, what did he say?
The Reverend.
Rev.
Emphasis.
He interjects and he says, well, dress how you want to be addressed.
I mean, he ain't really right.
End quote. So, Ashley, you take offense to what the Reverend says?
No, I don't
says?
Take offense to any of it. I side more with Amber Rose. I think that no means no. And respectfully so, a man, a real gentleman, no matter how you are dressed, they're going to approach you as if you are a human being and you are a lady, period. Mm-hmm. That is all about how he was raised. Now, if I can dress however I want to, but as a man, you decide how you would like to approach me. Like, how dare you just come at me and change your personality from, like, a deacon on a deacon board, and just because I'm naked or got my cleavage out, now you can come to me however you feel like you want
my
to.
My bra make me want to, you want to rape me. Like,
that doesn't
no.
make any sense to me. It's like, dress how you want to be addressed. Right. No.
This isn't the conversation for that. We're not
absolutely.
Talking about, like, women in power. Like, that's not, well, I guess we are a little bit, but we're not talking about, like, we're not on that subject. We're on the subject of your clothing and what another person's reactions are. Like, my thing is yes, she can be butt naked sitting next to someone. That's him who has to fight the temptation to not do something.
You
like,
are grown.
You don't, yeah, there could be a gun there. Does that mean you gotta pick the gun up and shoot somebody? Like, the fuck?
That doesn't make any
sense. I totally agree with what Amber Rose did say. And, you know, on the other end of the stick, I definitely agree with what Reverend Run said as well. I just think that there is a fine line with being sexy and being trashy.
But to me, just how you want to be addressed, that's like for a job interview, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I
not
agree.
For like, if I'm out at a bar, like for a girl to be out at a bar and to say like, oh, she wants to wear
turtleneck
something
and
wear
some
her
skinny jeans.
No, but like, okay, you know what I mean, like, Ashley got this top on, you know what I mean, someone could think that's a little more scantily clad.
Exactly.
Someone could think that that's not, you know
I
what
think
I mean
that
but because
we
she's
judge.
Wearing that, does that mean somebody has that means someone gets to come up to her and rub her shoulder and
don't touch me?
Thank you.
At all. I just, you know, I think that
does that mean she want to be addressed?
And Rev Ruggs
in her dress?
To his daughters because one of them be on the gram all the time with her titties out. So that means that somebody can just come up and grow both of her double D's or what did she sees? I don't know. But does that mean that a man can just come and approach her and do that because she puts it out there like that? Absolutely not. And who are we to judge? Girls can wear whatever they want to just like men can. Mm. If I see a dude in spandex, I'm not about to go and grab his junk. I'm going to look from afar, though.
I think the main thing and why she was on the show was not to debate about, you know, consensual sex or not, but, you know, to defend this whole slut-shaming thing, because I saw the episode. And
but it's clothing is different from actions. You can wear something that is,
but
you know
this is
mean?
The path that it took, you know?
And culturally, clothing is different because if you go to some different areas in this world, you will see no clothing and they're just like adorned
free.
With jewelry.
Well, yeah, but I saw an article in that where they were talking about like women in Africa are allowed to walk around, you know, with their titties out and it's not like a thing.
But
that's also, that's a different type of society. Like, they're walking around doing everyday things. It's not like they're walking around like girls out here be walking around and then be fucking trying to touch on
dudes.
But
you have to ask yourself, like, if it wasn't illegal to do so,
Would you do it?
And I walk around my apartment free, but would I do it outside? No. Not necessarily because of the judgment and because it's illegal, not because I'm ashamed of my body. I'd go to a nude beach. And bodies are beautiful, and it's the way that other people perceive it. And that's why I don't necessarily agree with Rev Run.
Girl, you do not want everyone out here feeling
no,
like
No, I don't
want
to see that. But I think,
right,
to Ashley's point...
I mean,
point,
but, like, I don't...
Bodies are not beautiful.
But to Ashley's point...
Bodies are beautiful. I don't care if you... what you look like. Like, they should be praised and considered beautiful.
Girl, send a dub commercial.
But the thing... It is definitely has to do with how you are culturalized as well. So, and you know, the moral of the story is men, if a woman says no, that means no. But Amber, I definitely need you to
not be in a bed with him.
I just need her to pick a side. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
or like every
you're
photo
free
she can be, like,
to be
paint, like.
Yeah, well, don't if you don't want to be sexualized in that way,
flavor?
Then don't show that. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like you definitely need to pick a side.
She
and your slut shame walk isn't really what is it doing?
It ain't.
In other news.
So, why is Lamar's kid so upset though?
Girl.
Confused.
Oh. I'm not.
Me either, really.
I'd
be mad too.
You out here with
my daddy out here.
And how much money do I got in my bank account?
Oh.
How much
am I in a private school? Did I eat today?
How much strippers get down with it?
Are my soles coming off my shoes?
Pay less.
Get some shacks.
So whose story is this?
It's your story.
Lamar wasn't, bitch. Who's got the A right next to it, girl?
It's Ashley's.
Oh, you know what? I ain't even researched this. I ain't see that A.
I can't. I can't.
Girl, Lamar's Odom's children are upset because he did not go and see them at all since being out of the motherfucker. Welcome to Reality Check,
so
where Ashley herself is receiving a reality check. No, girl,
no
you need a reality check for your life.
Yeah, so basically what happened was when he was out, as we reported last week, you know, at the fashion week, he was sitting front row at Kanye's show, etc. Well, the kids got wind that he was there thanks to TMZ and everybody else on social media.
TMZ, yes.
And they were like, yo, is dad going to come through and see me? See 17-year-old Destiny? That's his oldest daughter. And then 13-year-old Lamar Jr. But their sources are saying that he did not even call them and say, hey, guys, love you. Let's do brunch.
Safe.
Nothing. And he was supposed to, but he felt embarrassed and didn't know how to really address them. My thing is, switching back to the Kardashians, since Khloe is what? She's like head of his whole
everything.
Situation. Then why can't she facilitate a meeting? Or is it her job?
No.
Like, is his brain lost? Does he know he has kids? Because remember, she said that he, you know, has missed
if
some.
If he remembers Khloe Kardashian, he remembers his children.
Well, damn.
Just
go back to court and get some more money, child support.
I think that a simple hi will do. Like, I don't really think that he has to think about
text
spending
message,
time with
DM.
Your kids. Just go see them and say hello. Like, what
just
is
go
the
to
deal?
The house.
Yeah.
Have them come to the Yeezy concert.
I wouldn't take him there.
Okay. Just go to the house. See your kids. It's unfortunate.
Give them some shoes. Give them some Yeezy shoes.
It's unfortunate if that is what really happened. Mm-hmm. You know what
I'm
saying?
Do you think that that happened, though?
Yeah.
Really? I hope not.
I hope not, too, but sometimes when you're just caught up.
Because he's caught up. But sometimes when you're caught up, it works out for a good thing. Like, what's his name? That fine-ass man, Courtney Campbell, that be the animal expert on Wendy Williams. You ever seen him?
Oh, Courtney. Yeah, yes. Yeah. He's cute.
Well, he just got himself a big-time gig, y'all.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. National Geographic picked him up for National Geo Wild, which is going to be the first ever prime talk show for animals.
And
he's going to be one of the lead hosts on it.
I like him.
So Jesse's in love.
I mean, a man that loves animals, yeah.
Love.
Is he gay?
No. I met him. He's really, really sweet. That's Tiana's boo.
Mm. Oh.
Oh. Oh, I feel that Tiana. Not that TT boo. I mean, it's still that T. We're going to have to talk offline. Oh.
Okay, well, it premiered February 19th, so you guys can check it out on Friday.
That was on Friday.
10 p.m. on National Geographic.
And in other news, more somber news, as you snap me away, we all know that Big Ange has recently passed as of Thursday, February 18th, due to her long battle, or maybe shorter battle than we know.
It was longer.
Okay, longer battle.
They filmed it, and as I'm watching Mob Wives, they're talking about, so you're just thinking.
Yeah, I watched it this morning, like, dang. Anyway, so
I watched it as the tweets were going. I'm like, this is
so sad. Yeah, her stage 4 bout with cancer has now ended, and she is laid to rest. I know that they had a disco wake yesterday.
A disco wake.
I've never heard of that. But nonetheless, you know, her family, her estranged husband, and some of the cast members were there as well just to pay their respects. They said that it was an open casket and Big Ange looked beautiful. So, you know, hate to end it on that somber note, but we will miss Big Ange.
So let's move on to our game, Reality X and Reality Check. Our first one is Kevin Hart and The Rock host MTV Movie Awards. Are we checking or Xing this?
I'm checking it. I think that they would actually do a pretty good job. Especially The Rock being so big.
The Rock is everything.
Mm-hmm. And aren't they in a movie together? Like, it's coming out.
They don't do Ride Along.
No, they're a new movie that is coming out. I forget the name of it.
I
can see it, too.
Tweet at us at
BHOY. Because The Rock is comedic. Yeah. Like, I love him. He's hilarious.
It looks like it's really funny because, like, the concept, I forget the name, though, but the concept is, like, of course, The Rock is the man who we see him to be now. And then he's, like, in the CIA or something like that. And then here's Kevin Hart. He's like a brainiac. He's all like nerdy. Really? But then when you go back into like their high school days, like Kevin Hart was like sexy and he was like the popular kid. And then The Rock was like big and chubby. So it looks like really comical.
Wait, what is it?
Oh, here we go. The trailer. Central Intelligence. Boom. There you go. Yes. Yeah, it looks really, really, really hilarious.
Definitely.
So, and that's a good marketing tool for them to...
Absolutely. On MTV. Yeah. I'm here for it. I'll be watching that.
So let's talk about Phaedra plans to run for political office. Talking about comedy.
LOL. I mean, I guess it depends, like, what's a political office like? Something like at the mayor's office?
Donald Trump's vice president? Because it's just as hilarious to me. Are we here for Phaedra running for political office?
Girl, I mean, I just feel like you shouldn't, if you have a criminal background, you should not be.
Hello?
But I mean, at this point, if you're a liar, deceiver, and you've got a criminal background,
I'm a lawyer. No, really? Are you practicing?
You are part of the government. You know what I mean?
Well, honey, she just said that she basically has interest in actually running and that she is very connected to politicians because one of her aunts is like the first black politician elected in something or another. So she has interest. Interest in running, but Ashley Gray and Jesse, I definitely agree. The thing is, I don't know if I want to see Phaedra Parks as a politician.
How can we take her seriously?
When you have a fishnet romper on and your cakes are hanging out.
And all I can think about is you fucking Apollo on an air mattress down in motherfucking...
I can just think about her breaking Apollo out of jail.
Or Bun gonna be in the Oval Office, like,
or the Badunka Dunk video, you trying to push that in the White House. Like, everybody needs to be doing those.
I'm not saying that she can't. Maybe she can be like the alderwoman.
What's that?
An alderwoman is just like for the community. Like, you just take the concerns and then you go.
Yeah. I support her being a community.
Let's bump her down.
I support her being the president of PTA.
Okay, so let's talk about Tila Tequila being defending the use of the N-word. Did y'all just see her on the Shade Room, though, and what she said about the Shade Room? Like, is this a place where black people go to get out of the sun? Did y'all not see that on the Shade Room?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Is the Shade Room where black
people
go?
She tweeted, and the Shade Room captured it. Pretty much, she just said, is the Shade, like, what is the Shade Room? Is this a place where black people go to get out of the sun? I'm like, what?
When you try to elevate your career from nothing.
Exactly.
Tila, I just need you to stay in Houston because that's where you are and raise your baby and get off all things social media.
She's
you know?
A child.
Yeah, she does. And,
what is this for? I feel like this is for something.
We
like
don't
she's,
want her back.
We don't want her back, but I feel like she's trying to build up an audience and get this attention circulated around her because really you're defending the use of the N-word. Like,
Celebrity
seriously?
Big Brother put New York Tila Tequila. Who else could
Well, what she Jocelyn had to say Hernandez. Was about this. You can't expect people of all races to listen to popular music and not have the N-word embedded into their heads. But that's my opinion. And then she goes on to like give the example about Nicki Minaj's song where she counted it. Nicki Minaj says the N-word multiple times, like 12 times, she said. But my thing is this. Yes, anyone in the world can say the N-word, but why do you want to?
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
the
especially
point.
When you're from why? America and you know.
I don't care if you were from Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, but I mean,
why do you want to say
but
it?
But because some other countries, they don't understand what the word means.
Don't care.
Sometimes they
you
don't
know.
I
it's
mean, girl,
wrong.
That's what I'm hearing.
Everybody
so I'm, that's
knows.
What I'm going to hear.
It's
but if
wrong.
You're American, this is the history. You know what I mean? Like, even people from Africa, they'd be looking like, why the heck do black Americans get so upset with that word?
No, they don't.
Girl, when I can show you some comments on Black Hollywood Live, girl.
Nonetheless, my question again is, why do you even want to say it? And if this music makes you want to say it, Tila, don't listen to
right,
it.
Right, girl, what
go
are you
listen
listening
to Kurt Cobain.
My thing is, would you say that in front in a room full of black people?
No,
really,
she get
would
that
you?
Beat.
Think about
She'd
that.
She'd be too busy.
Tila, just go to sleep. I understand narcissism is real,
hope.
And you have
go
that really bad.
Let's talk about the glasses we are not going to be wearing. Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia Bailey's eyewear launch. Are we going to Reality X or check? Her eyewear.
Check. I ain't mad at her for trying to make a coin and try to make it like elegant a little bit.
But literally, would you buy it though? That's what we're talking about. Okay.
Girl, honestly, these nice glasses are Corinne's. Mine are, I don't buy expensive. I buy $5 from damn Venice Beach because I lose them, I break them. Like,
but what if they were affordable? Because I know I love investing in a good quality eyewear because they're going to last forever.
Girl, I'm going to lose them.
But what I buy.
Jesse going to sit on them. I'm not glasses.
So, Corinne, Jesse says he's not going to buy them. Corinne, would you buy them?
They're cute.
Like, how much are they?
Oh.
See?
What's the price point?
Girl, but they do look cute from the ones that I've seen.
I would only get them if they were, like, $25.
Well, okay, so $25
is a reasonable. And what's
the UV rate? It's reasonable for a Bailey brand, yes.
That was but so why? Shady. Because they're Cynthia. But what if they're actually like good glasses?
That's what I'm saying.
If they're heavy, if there's a warranty, all of that jazz, then yeah, I'll invest.
But what I'm asking is like, what is the UV ray?
Exactly.
That's what I.
That's what
when
about
I purchase
it.
Glasses because I don't want my eyes in the inside part getting like gray and dark.
Yeah.
I like a brown.
Yeah.
So I need to know like, what is the UV? Like,
yes.
Is it really a protector?
Like those are Ray Charles.
Or is it just here? Right. Protecting
anything? Like, I know that they'll still have a really great UV lens,
no,
and they can be like a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would love to invest and help.
Well,
us
she
just
got
out.
30% off on her website. I'm trying to find the thing, but
I need 50.
Nonetheless, would I buy them? That is questionable. So I guess for today's show, I'll just go ahead and X that. Because I don't know what the price point is. And if it's anything above like $50, that's probably $50 too much. Because I'm not going to support another sports one, bar one, drink one, beer one, couch one, clothes one, club one, hat one, club one, toilet one, no one. Thank you.
And we're out. Let's move on to Free Kesha.
Before we do that, can we talk about Kris Jenner getting booed?
Go ahead, because I have one.
Did you guys see it? The clip?
Yes. Jesse is a mean girl.
Wait, no, here's why. Girl, they were booing you because of your damn outfit, girl. Why are you dressed like Geppetto on the motherfucking stage?
Because
bitch?
She was paying homage to the 80s.
Girl, you look like Summer Blair.
I got a question.
In the motherfucking
if you guys were in the crowd, would you boo her too?
No.
Wait, what?
If y'all were in the crowd, would you start booing her?
No, I would. When I'm at things like that, I just be sitting on it. I ain't gonna be screaming up. If Britney Spears come on stage,
you wouldn't
have
did a soft boo like boo. Girl.
I'll be doing counts. What?
Cynthia Bailey's eyeglasses. $295. The Noel Black. $295. Girl, receive your life somewhere else. They cute, but they ain't that
cute.
Let me see. Not for no, 200. That need to be like
aluminum. No, I can get those at H&M for $5.
Oh. Our Santiali, 2 for $10.
Thank you.
Anyway. So is this the downfall of the Kardashians? Are we starting to see the downfall of the Kardashians? You know, Rob's out here just...
Rob got skinny. Did you see Black China's recent Snapchat?
I've been watching his, but I want to know
his
what they
face.
Be doing at their
doing
house.
Doing it?
No, they'd
That's
be doing...
That's why I got so skinny.
Because at first I thought they were high watching their Snapchats, but now I think they might be doing, like, shrooms or something. Like, they're on another drug. Because, like, she's, like, walking around his house like, what is this? Looking at all the food in his house, all she says is, what is this?
I think they're just trying to be funny. I think she's really goofy. And
really?
I just think she's really goofy and she's just letting her personality hang out like her butt cheeks.
Hmm. Go on Rob Kardashian's Instagram page and then just assess that and then come back next week.
I like Rob. I like them together. They're like really quirky.
I don't like them together. I need it to stop. I was for it at first.
Who would you put Rob with, though?
Nobody.
Yeah. Here's what I think.
He needs a shrink right now.
But this is what I think.
And Gunther. Peter Gunther, the trainer to the stars.
Or Jenny Craig.
Yeah.
He does.
No,
and
not
then
Jenny
once
Craig.
He heals from that.
Isn't Oprah endorsing that now?
Yeah, because she
Weight
loves
Watchers.
Bread.
Oh, Weight Watchers.
Because she loves... Oh, yeah. She loves...
I need y'all to get it together.
But I think it's... I'm starting to think it's really is all fake because when I really think about it, if Rob had dated any other girl, no one would give a shit.
No
but
one would
care.
But
we only
care
because it's Black China. We only,
that's a good point.
Honestly, like I just thought
that's
of it
the only
today.
Reason
I was like,
why I do.
I only care because it's Black China.
But
even
I
if he did it, Adrian,
like,
I'd be like, oh,
no.
Good for. I'd be like, good for
She's
him.
She's a snooze fest and a half.
No, but that I'd be happy for that. They can sit and fucking watch Jeez. Netflix. She'd probably
Netflix
get him fat
and
feed him El
No,
because
she likes to eat too. So that
right,
just would have been downhill,
feed him all the empanadas
straight
and
to McDonald's. By the way, can we get an endorsement, Mickey D? We need some coffee. So, I mean, it was only $1.41. That's why I won.
That's my dad's favorite coffee.
Really? I normally don't go, that's not my first choice because it used to be so bomb back in the day, but now I feel like, yeah, changed it. But anyway, I really love them together. I really care about Rob. Like, I don't know why. I feel a connection.
Because he's a forgotten Kardashian.
Yeah.
So we all have a little bit of empathy for him.
Like, I really love him.
You would just want him.
So do you want to be with him?
No. I just want to be his friend.
Hashtag Rob Ash.
I like that.
Rob Ash. Rob Ash. Oh.
Free Kesha.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
This is sad.
It's really sad.
I'm over it.
That's up. Really?
Mm.
Who do you believe?
Oh, I don't believe
that. I think they both put 10 on 20.
Oh.
I think that she probably, you know, exaggerated greatly. And he probably, you know, did some, you know, tricky things
in
the middle.
Do you think that it was rape or do you think that it was consensual and now she wants to get out of the deal and she's just saying that is rape?
She's been in this industry since she was so little. She's been trained. And it's just like I hear crazy stories from girls who have been in the industry and they don't really make it anywhere because they're so like mentally fucked in the head because men have done crazy shit.
And
to
wasn't
them.
She on really hard drugs? Yeah. Right. So,
and it's just like, you think about, why was she on this? So she was on tour with her mom all the time. You know, was her mom maybe working and then not watching after her? Did things happen to her? Is she, you know, used to things happening? And then that's why for so long it was happening, because now everyone's
and
blaming
it's just
her. Like
a norm.
And everyone's blaming her. Like, oh, it wasn't a problem all these years. Now you went, well, okay, a victim of rape when they're constantly in it, like they're not thinking, oh, hey, I'm being raped.
I'm being taken advantage of.
Do we think the judge should have let her out of that contract?
Yeah. Because it's just never that serious.
I don't know, though, because, you know, and I'm no lawyer, but I know in the court of law, you know, you have to go off of facts.
There's no evidence.
And there's no evidence. And that's the sad part about it. So,
but it's just kind of like, okay, fine, keep the contract, but it's like, you two can't work with each other. Like, it's like there's how many other producers that Sony could be having her produce with, and it's like,
how
why
do we feel about the hashtag Sony supports rape? Because that's what's been trending. Mm. And do we think that Sony should have stepped up and did something more than what's being done now?
I think it gets to a point where Sony says, look, this is what a whole bunch of people are saying about our company. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that it doesn't look like that, that that did not happen, that it cannot be something that moves forward. Like, by them just taking a stance like, oh, it's just hearsay and stuff like that, it's like, what are you covering? Bitch, I watch Nashville.
So he is an expert!
I just sound like Raven Simone. You ever heard that on The View? Raven be like, I watch Grey's Anatomy, I know.
So I watch am a Law certified pediatrics
I watch
surgeon.
Law and they would have went into the...
After 11 seasons of Grey's, I should be a doctor by now.
I feel like Malachi.
Oh my God,
Love.
That was a meme.
Yes.
Yeah, like the
and
kid, the
speaking
Malachi
of TGIT, I'm going to have to
those
Reality
ratings
X.
are down
I'm
going
to have to Reality
dumps.
X the past 2 weeks.
Please.
It's been so horrible. No, because I am like, I watch Grey's. And then I watch Scandal right after, and then I watch How to Get Away with Murder. I want my 3 hours back.
Oh, I'm living
Shonda.
For Scandal. I'm
this season.
Yep, I love
Are
it.
Are you a new fan to the show?
No. You must
Absolutely
be new.
Not. Absolutely not.
Because last this past
season,
Thursday,
it was horrible.
I fell asleep on it.
I did too.
Okay. But I'm liking where the story's going. I like the teams. I like Olivia and Nelly working with each other. And,
That's whack. We need some drama. I literally tweeted out to Shonda,
what
happened to the excitement and drama?
You want to watch the president and Liv want to fuck each other again? Like, I can't. I'm just tired.
I could.
I'm tired.
We need to throw in some new characters. I feel like it's dry as burnt toast that
right,
I'm not
like
eating.
Huck watching a damn soccer game. Like, stop.
You know what? They need to
And
step
how to
their
get away
up.
With murder? I'm like, I'm going to get a damn brain tumor trying to go from these damn flashbacks.
That was like okay, and it was whack, but I'm just comparing it to last week's episode. Mm. It was okay. Shonda, I'm about to stop tuning in if you don't get it together. And then this new show, The Catch, that's supposed to be created by Shonda, it looks so whack. I'm like, catch me watching
I'm
another
American
network.
Crime and American Crime Story, because those are my
crime.
Boobs.
That is so
yes,
good.
It is so
Both of them.
Good.
But where are we going with TGIT, guys? The ratings are down severely.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. However, when Denzel did direct Grey's Anatomy, the premiere, I thought it was amazing. I like that first episode. It was really great.
I want to see Denzel in a series. I kind of don't,
I don't. You want to see him in a series? No.
No, I just want to see more.
You think it'll ruin
life.
His career?
Yeah, it would ruin the appeal that he has, like the nostalgia. That, like, I'm like, oh, that's Idris again. Oh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. We are going off on a tangent, but Rosewood.
Oh girl, I don't watch that.
Morris, if you don't sign off. And got greenlit.
Are you serious?
For another season. I'm like, how?
Well, it is a black man and a Latina working together.
I really appreciate
that. So that's
a
beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Can
but
we just
whack.
Give a shout out to Sleepy Hollow? Because that bitch been pushing. And no one ever gives that girl credit. Even though I don't watch the show, I can't.
She can't
What's her
act.
Name? Nicole Bahari.
Mm-hmm. She cannot. She has the same facial expression.
I watched the first episode.
But so does what's her name? Olivia.
That's all she does.
But Jake
Kerry
can't
Washington.
Act on Scandal.
And Kerry Washington.
He just is nice to look at.
Yeah,
Who?
That's true.
Jake on Scandal.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just nice to look at. Okay.
But Kerry Washington, too. Like, I just can't.
Maria Carrera was like,
she does. I don't care. She does the one lip.
No, quiver, I do like, agree with you. I have to.
That she didn't.
No, I loved her since Save the Last Dance.
When she did a lip
she
quiver,
was
a
ratchet. And then,
she was like, what are you wearing? Yes. Get in the car.
Shut up. Wait, guys, I have a reality check.
Let me tie this around you. Now, look, you look like a black girl. Like, what is this movie?
And the album was a chop when she tied it around her. Did you not know that when you judged her?
Corinne, what's your reality check?
Okay, guys, so Russell Simmons hosts his first ever all deaf digital awards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It will all be digital, hosted by Tony Rock, of course, while Chris Rock will be hosting the Oscars. It's going to be so perfect. The event takes place February 24th at the Hollywood Chinese Theater. It's a black carpet, music performance, and ongoing stream video of content and all social media, blah, 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 will be there. So, reasons why he's doing it. He says, I don't expect a 90-year-old Academy member to see Straight Out of Compton or vote for it. I'm more concerned that in 2016, there continues to be a stunning lack of diversity in the studios and the green light process and the decision of what film and television series get made and what actors get chosen. So basically, this is why he is bringing this new digital award to the forefront so that the movies that we actually go out and see, we can actually vote for and enjoy. So big ups to Russell.
Speaking of Russell, we need some credentials to get on that carpet so we can cover it.
So tweet at us. Right now.
BHL Reality Check. Thank you so much for joining us, Corinne. Where can everyone find you?
At Jessana Waite.
And DJ Jesse Janity, where can everyone find you?
Everywhere, DJ Jesse J. And I just interviewed Cardi B the other day, so make sure you guys...
How was that?
It was everything.
Please, tell us like three key things.
Three key things. One, she was drunk. two, I got really deep with her because I was gonna...
Did she cry?
Almost. And then I had to kind of pull it out, take it another way because it was like, it got too weird.
Yeah.
But so I approached the interview in a different way because it was the last interview of the day and I just wanted her to, I really realized that 2.2 million people follow her and
follow
how obsessed
her.
These little kids are with her. And so
and she's
I don't know,
launching
I took the
that
interview.
Makeup line. Did you see that?
Yeah. And I took it to a different level with the interview. So make sure you guys check it out tomorrow night on AfterBuzz TV after the after show.
Yeah. And you just recently launched your reel. So where can everyone
yes,
find
I
that?
Yes, I launched my reel.
Yes. It is so good. I'm so proud of you.
Is
Thank
it?
You. Love it.
You guys can just Google Jessie J. Go to my YouTube page.
I'm going
to
Google it.
And I'm really excited because I finished my website and my website about to be launched. JessieJane.com. So stay tuned, bitches.
And everyone, you can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Instagram and on Twitter. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Ow.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh. Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.